Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again for joining us here around the Word of God. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted to have you joining us again for a few moments of fellowship around the wonderful Word of the Eternal God. We invite you to get your Bible and turn with us to the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis, if you would please, Genesis chapter 3. And that's where we're continuing our study as we're talking about the seed of the woman. A very unusual and remarkable statement that we find written here in the Word of God. And thus we're studying about the first man and the first woman, and we're studying about this amazing prophecy which God gave to Eve there in the Garden of Eden. And so I trust you'll get your Bible and study along with us. Now, if you do not have a Bible or a New Testament, we would be delighted to mail you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament. Many of the scriptures that we're using in our Bible study come from the New Testament. And so you can look at those scriptures in the New Testament, and you can earn a complete Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible if you will take our first four Bible correspondence courses, which are absolutely free. The only cost to you is to pay to send back to us the answer sheets so we can grade them, and then we will send you the next complete lesson, so that the cost will be very, very minimal, and so you can earn a complete Bible, a brand new Bible, that it would be our pleasure and joy to send to you. And that's the reason we want you to take the Bible course, because we want you to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want you to know the truth, to understand the truth, which liberates and sets one free from the bondage of sin and the judgment of Almighty God. And so today, we'd like for you that do have a Bible to look with us to Genesis chapter 3. Those of you who do not have a New Testament or a Bible, we would like to hear from you so that we can begin to communicate with you and begin to send to you materials that will help you to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get a pencil and paper and let me give you quickly our mailing address. Our address is Bob Griggs. You can just send your letter to me, capital B-O-B, Bob, capital G-R-I-G-G-S, Bob Griggs, Post Office Box, and you can just abbreviate that by capital P, capital O, and capital B-O-X, capital P period, capital O period, capital B-O-X, and the number is 825, Post Office Box 825, and then the name of the place we live is Ignacio. It's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. That's Ignacio, comma, Colorado, and that's abbreviated with a capital C and a capital O, period. That stands for the state we live in. Colorado, capital C, capital O, period. And then our zip code is very important. 81137-0825. Again, the zip code is very important. So be sure you get this number correct, 81137-0825. And then, of course, the last line is United States of America, USA, the United States of America. We do look forward to receiving your letters. They're such a rich blessing and a great encouragement to us, and it's our joy and privilege to send these materials to you absolutely free and postage paid. We pay the postage on this end so that if there's any cost to you, it has to do with your mail department there, your post office. It doesn't have to do with our not having shipped it to you, because it wouldn't reach your country had we not paid the postage. We do look forward to hearing from you. Again, Post Office Box 825, Ignacio, capital IGNACIO, comma, capital CO, period, and then the zip code 81137-0825, and the last line, United States of America. Now today, we're again in the book of Genesis. Adam and Eve have been disobedient to God. They have partaken of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which God warned them not to eat of it, because he said, in the day that you eat thereof, you will surely die. That is, they would be separated from God, who is the source of life, and thus spiritually they would die. Remember, God created man as a triune being. Remember, God created man as spirit, soul, and body. A triune being. And if you go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23, and this is in the New Testament, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23, there we see that God created man as a triune being, for there he speaks of man's whole spirit and soul and body. The three parts of man, the spirit of man, which relates to the spirit of work of man, or the spirit of God and unholy spirits or evil spirits. It's the spirit of man that relates to the spirit world. And the spirit world is a very real world that is active around us all the time. We do not see it. We do not hear it. But it's there at work. It's a spirit world. It's like if you have a radio and you are receiving this message that is being spoken by me, and yet how are you receiving it? It's going through the air. The airwaves are carrying this message, and your radio receiver is picking up those airwaves and those sounds that are being carried through the air, and it is turning it into sounds that you can understand and hear my voice and what I'm saying to you. And so, beloved, you can look around you. You don't see those things that are going through the air. You don't, you can't feel them. You can't touch them. You don't stop them. But they are passing through the air. They're passing through buildings. They're passing through walls. Those sound waves are moving in, and your radio receiver is picking up those sound waves that are being broadcast. And so, beloved, that's taking place around us, and we're not aware of it. And so the spirit world is like that. It's something you cannot see, you do not realize, you do not recognize, and yet it's a real world that is active about us, the spirit world. The Holy Spirit of God and evil spirits are at work seeking to doom and damn your soul, beloved, to a Christless eternity. But God loves you. We love you. That's why we have this broadcast. We want to reach you with the truth. We want you to come to the knowledge of the truth. We want you to come to an understanding that you can be delivered from the bondage of sin, and you can be given the gift of God, which is eternal life, through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting the fact that he died for your sins, was buried, and arose from the grave, victor over death, hell, and the grave. He lives today, for he arose, victor, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father in heaven. And beloved, if you will ask him, he will send his Holy Spirit to come into your spirit to give you that gift of salvation, that gift of eternal life, that that gift of forgiveness of sin. And yes, your body will die, but you will not die, for the real you is the spirit and soul that indwells the body. The body is not the real you. That's just the earth suit that you're wearing while walking here upon the earth. It's just the earth suit that you live in. But someday we're all going to be delivered from this earth suit. We call it death. Our separation is what death means, the separation of the body from the soul and the spirit. But that's not the end of you, beloved. That's not the end of you. For God created you with a spirit, soul, and body. And God has wonderful plans for you if you will let Him transform and change your life, and if you will invite Him into your life and accept Him as your Savior. He wants you to become a part of the family of God, to be delivered from the bondage of sin, and to be set free through believing in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. For that's why Christ came. He came to take your sin and my sin upon Himself. He came to pay the penalty for our sin, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23 is that passage of Scripture, and those of you who have a New Testament, you can look it up for yourself. But where did sin enter in? Where did death enter in? That's what we're studying about here in the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis, chapter 3. God warned Adam and Eve not to eat of that tree of the garden, which was in the midst of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because He said, "In the day you eat of it, you will die." And the way they died was spiritually, in their fellowship and in their relationship with God. And they were separated that day from Almighty God because of their sin. Well, what we've come to is the fact that Adam and Eve were deceived by Satan. That is, Eve was deceived. The Bible says Adam was not deceived. He deliberately disobeyed God. And thus, through that deliberate disobedience, sin entered into the world, and death came as a result of sin. And so death has passed upon all men, because all have sinned. But not only has it impacted men, it's impacted the world itself. Creation itself suffers because of man's disobedience to God and man's rebellion against God. He loves you, my friend. If you'll invite Him, He'll come into your life. Join us again next time. Goodbye.